You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, my name is Zeke Robison, and this is Wired.
Representations of chronic illness and disability are rare in pop culture, and doubly so in video games. Numbers are hard to pin down, but it's estimated that about 1 in 5 gamers, or almost 50 million people, are disabled in some way. But there's a game that has changed that. It's called Mass Effect. Head to Wired.com to read one disabled gamer's discovery of a presentation of an entire squad of disabled and sick and neurodivergent characters as fully formed individuals, as heroes and saviors of the galaxy. Next, we meet the little-known genius who helped make Pixar possible. Alvy Ray Smith helped invent computer animation as we know it, then got royally shafted by Steve Jobs. Now Smith is advising a promising virtual reality company called Baobab. In his meetings with the CEO, Maureen Fan, he dispenses advice not only on creating real-time graphics, but on how to build a company and how to chemically expand one's creative outlook. And what if aliens, quantum computers, explain dark energy? Suppose that there are lots of alien civilizations running hugely capacious quantum computers of the sort that Google and others are just beginning to build here on Earth. This leads to a question of high weirdness. Would an extreme amount of very distant quantum computation result in any astronomically observable effect? Could we humans see evidence of a universe teeming with quantum computers by carefully examining the night sky? On Wired.com, the argument is broken down step by step, starting with what is a quantum computer and why would aliens be using them.
Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech in Tune newsletter at wired.com/TT.
So if you ask anyone in the Wired newsroom, what's on your mind? Here's what some of us are thinking about.
Big tech.
The coronavirus pandemic.
Climate change.
Disinformation and election security.
What policing should look like in the future.
This is Get Wired. And I'm your host, Lauren Good.
Every story about technology is really a story about people.
The good, the bad, and the ugly.
Get Wired. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.